outside in Madrid.
Pues, pues que no yo, que estoy con Cajandre.
So our limit of Chofetz Chaim is Lizchus Refuah for Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, B'soich Shal Chayla Yisrael.
Amen.
So yesterday we learned about being two-faced, about Loisisto Sochicho Bilvevecho, that if somebody is nice and courteous and friendly with somebody to his face, but behind his back he doesn't like him, and he's criticizing him, and he has tannus on him, then there's love of Loisisto Sochicho Bilvevecho. If that translates into Lashon Hara, then not only do I not like him, but I tell other people about it. And especially, says the Chofetz Chaim, if you say, you know, I don't mind if it gets back to him, but it shouldn't come from me. You know, you should make sure that you didn't hear it from me. Says the Chofetz Chaim, then within the lavin of being over Lashon Hara, you can also have this love of Loisisto Sochicho Bilvevecho. And then the Chofetz Chaim speaks about Loisikoi Veloisitoi. Loisikoi Veloisitoi means that you mustn't have a grudge, you mustn't bear a grudge against somebody, and you mustn't take a revenge. Standard example, I don't know why, but always, can I borrow your lawnmower? I don't know, the example always seems to be, can I borrow your lawnmower to cut the grass? Yeah? So, if he says, and my neighbour says, no, you can't borrow my lawnmower. Why can't I borrow your lawnmower? Well, I don't lend my lawnmower. I don't want you to borrow my lawnmower. So then there could be two results as a result of that. There's a loisikoim, says the Torah, and a loisitoi. Loisitoi means simply that you just resent it. It's not nice of you. Yeah, it's not nice of you. And in fact, if you would come and ever want to borrow my lawnmower, I would lend you my lawnmower. That's loisitoi. There's a loisikoim which says that I'm very annoyed with you that you didn't lend me your lawnmower. And if you ever want to borrow my lawnmower or anything else, don't come, because I'm not going to lend you anything either. So that's taking revenge. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that those are standard loisikoim and loisitoi in the Torah. But besides that, this can lead to Lashon Hara, because I then want to tell my family that neighbor down the road didn't lend me his lawnmower. That's a common result, or a common result of that situation is that I feel I want to get it off my chest, and therefore I tell everybody about it. I say, he's a schlechter guy, he's not a good guy. The Horaya, he refused to lend me his lawnmower, and I'm very annoyed about it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, therefore, these are also lavin that can come up as a result. Leloshna Raz that come up as a result. Either the fact that Loisisto Sochicho Bilvevecho, I don't like him, although I'm nice to him to his face, and Loisikoi Veloisitoi, where he's done something to me, and I either bear a grudge or I'm prepared to take revenge on him, that I tell other people about that. That too is, those are situations of Loshna Ra which can result from other lavin. So the Chofetz Chaim, when he's going through the potential lavin that can come to Lashon Hara, the Loisikoim and Loisitoi, Loisisto Sochicho Bilvevecho, these are three examples, today's examples, of lavin which can come, as a result of things that happen, and as a result of the way that I feel about somebody, I could end up talking about somebody. And that's obviously Nish Peseda. What?
Everyone should give out their lawnmowers in short.
It was much easier when you had a push lawnmower, you know, they didn't break, yeah. So, you know, you had to push it, etc. You could lend your lawnmower. Today, next time, Shalom Aleichem. Hashem.
Let me know when you're ready.
Can I make you a coffee?
No, thank you. I don't drink and speak.
Start today at Torway, Northwest London, Monday, 19th of Shabbat, 29th of January. Rabbi Benzion Bamberger Schlitter, where does one light Shabbos candles when eating and sleeping in different places? This week's Torah Wave is sponsored by family Arda, the first symbol of Bar Mitzvah of Shloima Arda, Nere Yohim's Mitzvah's last Shabbos, Pashim Peshalach. He wrote so in Shisku, Harov, Uskeno, the Rav, Nachas, Vein, Umikol, Yetzei, Chalot, Sehem, Vizkus, Hashvuyim, Vachayolim, Vamil, Kamo, Shiachsuri, Vatahem, Shalom, Vamil, Vamil,
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for the opportunity to share some Divrei Torah with you today. I'd like to readdress three inyonim legabe hadlokas neiros Shabbos. We'll try to squeeze it into the short time that we have. Number one is, as it says on the flyer, what's the correct place to light when you're sleeping in one place and eating in another place? Which happens very often. There's a Simcha Baruch Hashem and people host guests and they're sleeping one place but they're eating in the shul hall or something like that. What's the best place? Attached to that is the question of when people go away, let's say for a conference, a convention, and there's a lot of people eating in one big dining room, and for some reason, usually what happens is they light outside, everybody on the same table. We'll discuss the halachic ramifications of whether that's allowed bichlal. And the third thing is, legabe, when there are many people lighting in the house together, around the same table, is that correct or not correct? I know it's common custom. But one thing I will say before I start, and that is, this shir is just to be ma'ira the inyonim. When it comes to halacha l'maisa, you have to ask your LOR, your local Orthodox rabbi, whoever passes your shaylus, but it's just to ma'ira what could be the issues and what the poskim speak about it. So, there's many different gemaras in Masechus Shabbos which discuss the importance of hadlokas neir Shabbos, which we don't really have time to go into. But there's three basic reasons brought down as to the reason for hadlokas neir Shabbos. And the reason why we're going to go through them, because there are nafka minas ledin, as to according to which reason certain things apply. We have covered Shabbos. The Mishnah says in Masechus Shabbos, Eim adlikim bi torim pani kvoit ha-Shabbos. And the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed Halacha Hey says, "V'yihye ner doluk v'shulchan aruch umutu motza'as." He said the candles are light, table set, beds made, and nicely and neat. Why, says the Rambam, "Shekol elu kvoit Shabbos him." This is all part of Kovet Shabbos. The Smag says, "Hadlokas ner Shabbos is chayva." The main command is because from the Nevi'im, Shetzivu lechabed es haShabbos. V'adlokas ner noen, lighting a nice candle, hu ikar kovod, that's the main part of the kovod Shabbos. The second reason brought down is Oneg Shabbos. The Rambam in Perikei Halacha Aleph says, U'madlik es haner, shezeh bichlal Oneg Shabbos. So the question is, which we won't really have time to go into, I don't think, there seems to be an apparent contradiction in the Rambam. One place he says covered, and the other place he says oneg. There are answers to it. The Meiri in Daf Chof Hei in Shabbos says, Mipnei shehu roish lechol oneg, she'ein oneg b'li oira. Don't have oneg Shabbos without light, and therefore it's got to be done. The Mechaben Reish Samach Gimel. Sif Beis says as follows, Echad ha-noshim ve-echad noshim, both men and women, chayovim lihiyos be-boteim ner dolok l'Shabbos. You have to have a light available for Shabbos. Afilu ein lo ma yochal. Even if he hasn't got food, shoel al psochim, he has to beg for it. V'lokeach shem malak saner. Why, says the Mechaber, listen to the Loshen, shezeh bichlal oneg Shabbosu. The Mechaber says it's because of oneg Shabbos. That's the reason for us to have to light the neiros. And the other reason which everybody knows about, and that is, even though some people mistranslate it sometimes, Mishum Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis does not mean that you shouldn't get into an argument with your wife, and therefore you have to see her beautiful face. It means that you shouldn't trip and hurt yourself. There has to be light all around the house, not only the place where you eat. Every room which is used really has to have some sort of a possibility of light coming into it, which we'll get into. And that's the other reason which was brought down in the Gemara as well, as to why we have Neiros Shabbos. So we have three reasons: covered, oneg, and now Mishum Shalom Bayis. What's a nafka minah? So there are various nafka minahs between these reasons. If we say that the reason is Mishum Shalom Bayis, then we have to light, of course, even in a place which is not the Mokum Achilah, because it's nothing to do with oneg or covered. It's to make sure that we don't trip up. And the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkot Beis, that we have to light it because we don't want people to fall. You have to have it light in every single room which you're going to use on Shabbos. I'll call upon him near Echad. You don't need two. One light in each room. Asha eina ochel sham. Even if you're not eating there. Kedei, what's the reason? Shelo yikashel be'etz be'evan. He shouldn't trip on any stone or wood. Miu, however, habrocha devorach ha'anesh ha'mokem achila. The bracha should be made in the place where you're eating. And we'll see how we'll get to that soon. We're going to get to that. That's one of the reasons why we have a lecture today. Makes a whole big question as to the feasibility and allowability, if you like that word, of making a bracha b'chal. And how we are making a bracha is a machlokes machaber ramah. We'll get to as to whether you can make a bracha on ribui neiris or you cannot make a bracha on ribui neiris. The machaber is machmir. And he says that ribui neiris, adding lights, you cannot make a bracha on. And therefore there are certain differences la'alocha between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. The Ramah is making and says you can. However, we'll see from the poskim today how they have a discussion as to what the Ramah meant and whether it really actually applies today as well. Reb Shlomo Zalman had a very interesting chiddush in which he made a nafka minna between Shabbos and Yontif. Because he says, we just said here in Mishnah Berurah, that you have to have a light in every room because of Shalom Bayis. Said Reb Shlomo Zalman, on Yontif it's different because you can move a nair on Yom Tov. Shabbos you can't move a nair. But since you can move an actual candle, you could in theory take it from one room to the other, and therefore it's not necessarily a chiyuv to have a light in every room if you can carry your candle from room to room where you will be going. So the nafka minna will be as follows. As we said, if you're going to say the reason Shalom Bayis, then of course you have to have an every room. No question about it. Obviously, even according to Shlomo Zalman, if you're going to be using more than one room, then you'll not be able to take your candle from one to the other. You'll have to have one in every room in any case. If the reason is Oinek Shabbos, then as we saw, then the Chayyur should make a Brachah Mocha Machila, as we saw just now in the Mishnah Berurah. If it's Als Kovet Shabbos, this is the very interesting, important part for us, even if there are already lights, there's still a Chiyuv to light more lights, as is Kovet Shabbos. By putting lights on the tables, Kovet Shabbos. We find that people at Simchas, they put out lights. Why? It has covered the Simcha. People who will sometimes go to a fancy restaurant, there may be candles on the table. It could be that they think it's romantic, whatever, I'm not quite sure. But it's also covered us, making it more choshev. And therefore, we have to, according to that, even if we have lights, we still add a light to the Kovet Shabbos. The question is, as to how many, but that's what we'll get to. What does it mean, Shelo Yikoshel, Alta Shalom Bayis? The Ksais HaShulchan says, Sheposhet, Shim Yesh Or Becheda Echad, if you have a room, a light in one room, or in a hallway, or Magia Eire Lecheda Sheni, and the light can go into another room, Vadai Sagi Behochi, it's definitely enough. In other words, if you have a hallway light, and if you open the bedroom door, light will go in, that's it. You don't have to light in the bedroom for that reason. If there's rooms you're not using that Shabbos at all, then of course you don't have to put on air in there because the whole purpose is our Shalom Bayis is not falling. And the reeds of covenant only don't apply to the bedroom. We can't rely on the fact that there's street lights, which when you have your shades or curtains open, they'll come in. That's not enough. You have to actually light, he says, in the room itself. Reb Moshe Feinstein, quoted in the Sefer Kovod V'Oinek Shabbos, says as follows. I'll read you the way it's written over there. In such rooms, such as bedrooms, where light is not desirable, there is no requirement to light. The obligation to provide safety is fulfilled by having a light in the hallway or noibar room, etc. Enough to find your way around. Rabbi Yashiv in Ashri Yoish and Arachayim Chayit Beis Perek Vav says as follows. Odom, a person, shekol yom, every day, Mechabes ha'or lifnei hashena. He turns out his light before he goes to sleep. He does not leave lights on the room. Shemisbare, that it comes clear. Shebe'emes mafriya loy ha'or, that the light bothers him and disturbs him. Yochol shaloy lahadik neiris shabbos b'chedesh yoshem. It's possible for him not to light. It's not such an important thing that he has to light, he says. And then they add, of course, v'yelech b'zehirus l'yikosho beis v'heaven. Be careful when you walk in the room, it has no light. You don't trip and stub your toe and then scream and shout because you hurt yourself. If that's the case, then make sure you have a light on. But he's saying that if there's a room where you don't want light, then you don't have a chiyuv to do so. So the problem now arises in certain areas of the halacha as to what do we do. I'm going to start off with the simplest. And that is, well, first read a little bit of the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll go through some of the actual problems that exist. So the Mechaber says, Sivov, Bachurim, Hahochen mun chutz beisam, Tzorich lahadlik ne'er Shabbos bechedrom, they should make a bracha in their room, even if it's, the Mishabura says, very interesting, Nakuda, which we have to look at, Afilo hacheidem miyuchod rak lolon sham, even if he's only going to actually sleep in that room, Va'oichlim bebayis acher, and he eats somewhere else. So it seems to be, from what the Chabad is saying, you should light in the place of Shena, not in the place of Achila. Continues in Mechaba, Oireach she'en lecheidem miyuchod, a guest doesn't have a special room, Ve'ein madlikin all of a basis, they're not lighting for him in his house, Tzorch lishtati berpruta, he has to join in with the balabais, give him a pruta, and then he's yoytzi with the hadlock of the balabais. Next halacha, shnayim eshloisha balabatim, oichlim b'mokam echad. Few families are eating together. Yesh oimrim, some say, shekol echad mevorech al menor shaloi, each one lights his own neir Shabbos, adds the mechaber, v'yesh megamgein b'dover. There are those people who say it's not so simple to do that. This is the famous shit on the Mechaber in this. One should be careful. Because we're talking about sofing brachal of atola, we know how stringent we are by a brachal of atola. One person should make the bracha and not the others. Because otherwise it's a sofing of a brachal of atola. Avo onu, says the Ramah, ein nagin kein. That's not our minig, says the Ramah. Our minig is that we allow it. Says the Mishabrura, Ein Noagin Kain, Elo Kadea Rishoina, we pass on the first day of Bekosan Mogan Avraham B'Shem Hashlo, De Bekom Mokam Lo Yuvorchu Shnaim B'Menoirachas, Shieshlem Konim Harbe, Zicha, two people shouldn't light on the same candelabra, even though there's many lights, and you can easily light two and two, that they shouldn't do. V'yesh Mekilin Gambazer, says Mishabrura, there are those who are making allow that. Bekosan Aprim Megodim, one can rely on that opinion that more than one person can use the same candelabra for noshim anios, for poor people, she'ein lahem ki im l'rachas, that they only have one to share. So this is the makar of the famous machloikas Mechaber and Ramah legabe ribui neiros. Can more than one person make a bracha on the fact that someone already made a bracha? And the Mechaber had said that one person should make the bracha. We'll get to see where we can have a ramification of that as well, how that goes.
Are they just eating in the same place or sleeping in the same place?
Who? They're eating and sleeping.
Is he and sleeping, obviously?
Lachair, yes, they're sharing. The Ramah also says in Sif Yud, V'aminik she'os isha ha'madlekes mekabela shavos badloka, unless you made it, but if the tray belayb is good enough, shab and the other breabayis mutarim b'mlocha, v'ichad locha tenuy b'neiris, shemadlikim al ashulchan. That's the ichad locha. That's when she mukabel Shabbos. Even if she turned on lights, or put a light in other rooms, lekovet Shabbos, as we see she has to, that's not going to make her be mukabel Shabbos. Just those which she's lighting by the table.
Avoloi. If it's for oynik Shabbos, I mean, if it's a kovet Shabbos, I understand candle. But if it's for oynik Shabbos, isn't it better to have a chandelier?
Well, you can, for what, as far as the nearest Shabbos on the table, the Ikkim Mitzvah?
No, if it's for a covered Shabbos, like to make it romantic, you want to have candles. But if it's because you want it nice and bright for Shalom Bayis or for Oynik, it's better to have a chandelier.
So, but the Chiyav is Ner, Dafka. Ner Shemen, Chatzila.
It can't be electric chandelier.
Right, I mean, again, we have electric.
Yes, I'm saying, but to make it
and you can light electric.
You have just a couple of spotlights. On Shabbos, you put a chandelier.
For sure, you should. Else, covered Shabbos, you should. But that's not your chiyuv. You're not going to be yotzi your chiyuv to make a brach on that, if you have the choice. In other words, you have a choice. Since you have candles or oil, whichever you use, that's the ikka mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. Of course, we want to make it as bright and beautiful as possible. That's what we mentioned before, that we have the candles on the table. That's still called a ribui of Kovid Shabbos, because people like looking at their candles. I'm not going to have time to go into it, but my question is, let's say people put on a mantelpiece on the side. Is that the same as putting it on the table? Is that Kovid Shabbos? Are you seeing it? Are you nerner from it the same way? Some people feel yes, and others feel say, zicha, as far as making an extra bracha, having somebody else put it on there, it's not so simple, b'chlal, because is that considered to be, is it considered or not? That's something which one can discuss. One should put the neiris in the place where you're lighting, and not to go ahead and light in one place and then move it to somewhere else. Mishabur mem hei v'ikad loka haynu diyvorich alehin v'loy al shah neiris. Why? Lefi sheikah mitzvah lechatchila hei neiris she'uchnin oiran. The ikka mitzvah is that which you sit have by the table. Vafila on there, echot sagi, you can make a bracha on one. Miu, im yesh harbe noshim, if there are many ladies, ve'ein lekol achas shulchan bifnei atzma, and they don't all have their own table. Yecholol levarecha neir she'inim b'bayis b'sham mekomis. You can make a bracha on neir you put other place in the house. Kegoin ala neir she'dolken al menorah tuluyo b'emtsa b'bayis. Make a bracha on a lamp which is hanging somewhere in the middle of the house, on the chandelier. V'chiyai gavna, the mekomokim shemadlik kedei lasish on eze tashmish, anytime you're going to light in order to have any use from it, ikim yishum shalom bayis, there is the inyan of shalom bayis, v'ro'i levorech, and it's kedai to make a bracha on such a thing. Okay, let's try, we only have a little bit of time, to go to actually the practical halachas that comes from these whole sugya. As I said, we won't have time to go through everything, but just a general synopsis. The biggest problem occurs when people go away for a Shabbos to a hotel or anything, even for a family simcha. And what very often happens is that they make a table outside or somewhere where all the noshim light. And it's vadai, according to every pesach I've ever saw, except for one who tried to melamed zchus, but all the pesachim say that's vadai bracha levatala. There's absolutely no heter to do that. You have 50 women lighting all on one table. It's not b'makom achila. There's no ribu neiris. They have no chiv to light there because it's in a hallway which belongs to the hotel or shul, whatever it is, and the balabais has the chiv there to light. And therefore, across the board, everybody says that, I'll read you from Rav Moshe, he writes as follows. The shulchan b'chedesh eim instam shimohane ein madlikin v'imbirei chareze brochel v'atola. Another sefer, Nishmas Shabbos. Ein mahadlik shom, talking about lobbies of hotels. Vamadlikim shom lo yot yudei chavos hamitzvah ubrichos minu batala. There are many others who say the same thing. The only pesach, the only person I ever found who says, who tries him la mitzchus is Shmuel Kamenetsky, Zazayin Gizun, Shev Rufu Shalema. In the Kovetz Halachas, he's quoted over there in Shabbos Chedek Aleph Perik Zayin, Siv Samach Zayin, Samach Vav, where he speaks about the problem of the hotels, and he tries to melam itzchus that they're doing it, and maybe they stand there, maybe they wash their hands outside, but l'chayr, according to all the other poskim, those reasons he's giving are not satisfactory to make it a ois bracha levatola. Yes?
Could you not say that the lady has a psychological need to light candles for Shabbos?
Excellent, so we're going to get to that. Okay. She definitely does, and we're going to make sure that she can, but do it in a way where there won't be a bracha levatola. So she does have a psychological need that's brought down even. Chas v'sholom chalila v'chas, we would never want to do it. That's an important time. They daven 100%. So I'll tell you what the solution is. A simple solution. Well, there's a few simple solutions. First of all, the first lady who lights on that table can make a bracha. The first one, probably. According to some place, at least it's being moshev ner in a place, but it's not where they're eating, and they really don't have any benefit, so she really should stand by there, say a pair of tilling with a sitter there, but the rest of the day is after her, not. The second suggestion would be, which is not possible, as you know, when you're going to get all the ladies together, they ain't getting there together at the same time. You're not going to have 50 women managing to come down exactly the same time, because then one could be made to see the others. So the eight is as follows, and listen carefully, and this will apply to other places. What all the ladies should do, lechatchila, is in the room that they're sleeping, whether it's a bit, let's say we'll talk about a hotel for a moment. In the room that they're sleeping, before they go down to light Neiris, they should turn on and off a light which will be on when they come, even though it's electric. It can be in a bathroom, they can close the door afterwards, it can be a Shabbos clock, which you a Shabbos light which you can turn off, you know, close. They should turn that on the covered Shabbos. Then quickly go downstairs, light, but have in mind that the bracha is going on the electric light in their room. Therefore, they're lighting candles, but they're not making a bracha levatola because it's going on the light. Can you make a bracha on electric lights? There's many places who say you can. Many, many places say you can. Moshe Sternberg in the Tshuva speaks about it. He says that's on the Eitzes. Many of the places say that's one of the Eitzes. The only Rabbi Avadi Yosef in the Abi Oimer says that it isn't Eitzes, but he is Eish Lahava against making a bracha on any light besides the old type lights. Any LEDs and fluorescents he holds you cannot. Many other poshim hold you can, because in the simple, we're not going to go into detail, but the simple svara is because it's a chiyuv in ner, not a chiyuv in esh. Lahadik ner shel Shabbos. And therefore it doesn't have to be a halachic esh. And therefore they say, in order to avoid zicha bracha levatola, you're definitely better off lighting any type of a light, which is a ner, and it gives ner, and it gives the light which halacha requires you to have. And therefore, you should. That's the best eitzah. In the Sefer Oz Nidbaru from Rabbi Yom Zilber Zatzal, he has a shikul chumra in this. He says, really what you should do is go downstairs, light your fake candle, so to speak, you know, the actual candles, then run back to your room and turn on the light lekavod Shabbos and then make your bracha. However, he says, if it's difficult for people to, you know, go back and forth, then it's okay to do it in your room, but go straight away, b'li hefsek, all the poskim say, and go downstairs and immediately light, because therefore your bracha is going on your electric light, and that will be on still when you come home, when you come back to your room. And therefore that's the Eitzah for the hotels and all those type of situations. The next problem is, as far as the, where's the right place to light? Is it Mokum Shena or the Mokum Achila? There is a discussion in the Poskim. A lot of Poskim have what to say about it. That, and it seems, L'chayr, that Rav Poskim, or a very, very high percentage of them, hold that really Mokum Shena is more important than Mokum Achila. The Hainu. If you're staying somewhere for Shabbos and you're eating, you're hosted like we said before, and you're eating in the shul hall, whatever it may be, so L'chayra, it should be that we light in the place where we are sleeping and not in the place where we are eating. Shlomo Zalman writes, Oides ha-mishpacha misareches v'ocheles sudas lel Shabbos v'mokim echad. They're eating somewhere. V'choyes rishon v'beis, and go back to sleep at home. Heichem, where should they light? He says that if the lights will be on when they come back, they definitely should light in their house. And when they come home, they should sit by the candles for an hour, a quarter of an hour, have something to eat and drink maybe or something, but have some somehow not. So how does one make sure? Let's say you're scared of leaving big candles. So the Eitzah is very simple, like we said before. Turn on and off a light, the covered Shabbos electric light, which still be on when you come home. And therefore, you don't have that problem of running out of the candle. You'll be able to use it.
Why can't they sit before they go?
Sorry?
Why can't they sit?
Because sometimes they want to go, if they can be there, they have to light after plug, right? But then, let's say they have got to get there for a reason, they want to get there earlier. They want, L'chatchila, of course, if you can stay home and have Hanah then, Tov Aleichem Brocha, that's the best and the easiest. If it's not going to work out practically, then you have to make sure you're back. And that's what many Bochim do in their Diris, in their Chisrol today as well, that they light longer candles, or more oil, and when they come back, they sit down, they have a Mezoinus, have Shabbos, and Shabbos by the Neiris, because they're not eating there, but that's the Mokum Shein, as we saw straight away in the beginning.
So there's no obligation to be, to have an offer from the Neiris after Lailo. After night.
Yeah, lechatchila once after skier for sure, but lechatchila once if one can stay till after night for a little bit, yes.
You can
if you had hanah after skier somewhat a little bit, then you're okay as well. But the best thing would be then just to turn on electric light. It's easiest. Lekavod Shabbos. And then when you come home, that's going to be on. You make sure that your Shabbos clock doesn't turn off before you get home. In any case, you're going to do that practically. That's the simplest etzah. Okay, so that according to most of the Paiskim, it says here in the Tshuvas of Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, v'im heim yeshenim v'beisom rak oichem etzel ahirim, if they are eating by their parents and they're sleeping at home, yadliku v'beisom, again with the same tenai that the light should be on still when they come home, etc. And this goes across the board, and the Oz Nidbru says the same thing in the from Menashe Klein, the Mishnah Halachas, Ravozna in his Tshuvas, v'im yeshenim v'beisom v'holchem lechem v'mokim acher. And again, all of them say the same thing, as long as there's going to be something on still when you come out. And this mamash, across the board, all the poskim say the same thing. So, again, there are people who do light b'mokum achila, and they will light in the place where they're going to eat Friday night. And I'm not saying they're wrong, but then you have to be careful as far as what we spoke about before. Not everyone lighting exactly the same place. L'chatchila would be great if a person could light on their own table, but most places don't allow that. Or there are some poskim say, at least if it's in the dining room, and you can see it from where you are, and even there's one of the poskim say, even if you can't see it, somebody else has hanor, yesh al ma'al ismich, but I don't think it's that the chatchila. But again, I emphasize, whatever you're doing till now, don't think you're doing something wrong, because definitely yesh al ma'al ismich. And you should ask, oh, I was ma'ir. Over Sukkot, we had some family, and then this is when I got into this again for the second time, or third time in my life into this whole subject. But one of the people was an aunt of my wife, and she went back to Chicago, where she lives, and she was at a shir by Reb Shmuel First, the dying in Chicago. And she brought this up in the shir, and he said, you know, she asked, what do you do when you go to a hotel? So he said to her, if you go to a hotel and you're making a bracha batala. So she asked him, so what's the eitzah? He said, come to me for Shabbos. You're invited to Muncie. And you can light in my house, in Mokim Shana. So that's the mice. And the last thing is that quickly we'll hop around in a minute, and that is, what about many people lighting at the same table? The whole question of ribui neiros. You have your daughters, your daughters-in-law, and you're all lighting around the same table. Is that lechatchila or is it not lechatchila? So I don't think it's lechatchila, but I will tell you that 41 years ago, kimat exactly, just before I got married, I had learned these halachas the first time properly. And I discussed it with Rabbi Feldman Zatzal, and I asked him what his opinion was. So he told me the following, I won't forget it. He said, you're right, but minhag Yisrael is that people do make the bracha. As I fit. A few months ago, I was by Diane Brody, who's in Manchester, he's in Lakewood today, and I schmoozed the sugya through again, and he said the same thing to me, the bisgerecht, aber the babas on nishamach dasai. Ramesh Halbersham Zatzal from the Eidach Reis, when I talked to him about it 41 years ago, he said, you're 100% correct. One has to be careful, and it's not Pashat Bechlal that Ribui Neiris you can make a bracha on. The Be'er Moshe in his Tshuvas, he has a whole tumult, even according to the Ramah. He said, because the Ramah was living in a time when there weren't lights, Bechlal, proper lights in the room. And therefore, every candelabra, every two lights made a difference, added. And therefore, the Ribui Neiris is taka a Ribui. Today, he says, well, we have electric. So you're doing Als Kovod Shabbos, I understand, the first person. But more than that, no. So what is the Eitzah? I can't go through everything I see, and my time is up. I don't like to go over time. So the Eitzah is, I also have a plane to catch in a very short time. The Eitzah is as follows. There's two simple Eitzahs. Number one is, if the Balas Abayis makes a bracha, it's Moitzi the others. Her daughters and also they won't make a bracha, they can still say the hirotzen. That's one eitzah, because then there's no shayes of bracha batala. Since she is the ikar chiyuv, there's no question that she is the ikar chiyuv, therefore she makes the bracha. And the others are there, b'shas adlokim. Another eitzah brought down is they all make a bracha exactly the same time, so no one's making a bracha after a bracha was ready made. That's the second eitzah. And the third eitzah is to do very simple, like we said before, the hotel. Tell your daughters or daughters, whichever room they're sleeping in, before they come down to light, turn off a light and turn on a light, lekavod Shabbos. And then come down and make a bracha. And that's what I do in my house. That's why I tell my daughters-in-law that that's the best eitzah to do, that they can light the table wherever they're lighting, but they should make sure that before they come to light, they should turn on and off a light in the bedroom they're sleeping. And therefore...
If it was audible.
Sorry?
If your daughter-in-law lights after your wife? With the bruja or without?
She turned on a light in her bedroom where she's going to be sleeping, then she can make a bracha because she's doing on that.
She make the
bruja
in the room?
No, they don't want. No one wants to do that on the electric light. They then have a problem because once they made the bracha in the room, they can't light their candles from Kabbal Shabbos. Unless they make it tonight. We don't like making tonight just for no reason. So they light them in the room, go downstairs, and light the candles, which is a simple etzah. And in fact, I'll just finish off, and that's what I am knowing in my house, is that because of the fact that we have the whole question of Ribui Neiris, and since we have electric, it becomes a little bit of an issue that is there a side of Ribui Neiris? So I always told my Rebbetzin that she should turn off a light in the dining room and turn it on and then light Neiris, because that way we are Yotze Kol HaDeis. And I saw afterwards the Kach Noag Bebeis Yisrael of Moshe Feinstein. He was makpid that they should turn off an electric light and then she should turn that on and then light Neiris, because that way you're Yotze Kol HaDeis, you're not having any sfeikas legabe the Ribui Neiris. I apologize. Thank you very much for...
Right.